Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I'm going to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
8 minutes to go. 8 points all. Play to Keary. Veers down the left. Short pass Mitchell. Beautiful pass to Tupou. Into the backfield. Gives it to Nenasco. Goal! The Roosters are in front. It's tense in controversy. But come up the moment. Come up the man. And James Nenasco. The killer blow, but my goodness, what happened a minute ago at the other end?
Yes, indeed. There is our call from Sunday night's NRL Grand
Good
Final.
Good start, Maroon. Honestly, are you going to talk at some point or not?
I was waiting
for
him to
put... No. You just refused to talk. What are you doing?
I was taken in by Dan's commentary of the Grand Final.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a wonderful game, and it was, as Dan said, tinged in controversy. You may see here that, of course, that it's Maroon and Ryan Girdler here.
Oh, how are you, Maroon?
I'm fantastic,
okay?
Mate. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, how'd you go with your parking? Because I know that, you know, you haven't got a parking passes yet. I know you've just signed a new 3-year deal, so congratulations. But you haven't got a parking pass.
Yeah.
And we have a meeting at 4:30 before the show, because we're nice and prepared.
Yep.
And you won't get here before 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because it's $50 if you come before 5, and it's $10 after 5.
Yeah.
So you walked up here at about 5:07.
Exactly right,
you're
mate.
Unreal.
Yeah. I'm thrifty, mate. I'm thrifty.
Yeah.
I mean, you can
you can invoice anyway for the parking.
Well, you can now.
Okay.
But,
not when you pay cash.
You know what? People are always telling me, you know, I'm tight and I'm thrifty and I've still got
my
first. Yeah.
Is that right?
But you know what? I'm sweet.
Yeah.
I'm 53 years old. I'm sweet.
The only way I would have known that is because you've been wearing the same clothes for 3 years and you're getting bigger and the clothes aren't. So invest in a new summer wardrobe, for God's sake.
All record company freebies, too, that I got when I was working here. Gerds, let's talk about the NRL Grand Final. Yes, it's Maroon and Gerds in the chair today for the Rush Hour. But we want your calls, 133353. I got tickets to the Rugby World Cup Nines 2-day family pass. Okay, so that's, of course, the Downer Rugby League World Cup Nines, nrl.com/tickets to get those.
Great weekend out there, Bankwest Stadium. If you haven't been there, get in, get your tickets. It'll be fantastic couple of days of footy.
Obviously, though, we want to talk about the Six Again controversy. I want to get the feeling and the opinion of some Roosters supporters as well as some of the Raiders supporters, because I don't know where you sit on it all almost 48 hours later. Gerds, what are your thoughts on the Six Again saga?
Well, it was very disappointing on the night. I felt like that we were headed towards a grand final that we were going to remember for a long, long time. Not just a grand final, a moment. You know, the 85,000 people there, everyone was on the edge of their seats, and it got to the 70th minute, and I don't know, neither side wanted to give, and the momentum had sort of ebbed and flowed, and at that point I just felt the Raiders were coming to get the Roosters. Now, whether they were going to break them down or not's another thing. They hadn't been able to all night,
yes,
but they had built a fair bit of momentum in that period of the game. They had a fair bit of possession, and Leilua got on the outside of Latrell Mitchell. So there were some cracks starting to possibly appear, and then after the call, it just felt like the energy in the stadium, It just disappeared. I mean, everyone was just so enthralled in the contest. And I feel like the most disappointing for me, given the fact that I'm not a Raiders or a Roosters fan, was that I felt like, you know, there was a moment stolen from that game in the season that would have been absolutely one to remember.
Okay, 133353. This is the Rush Hour. Gerds and Maroon, we want to have your thoughts on the Six Again saga from the grand final here on the Rush Hour at Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
On Triple M, this is the Rush Hour. Tonight it's Gerds and Maroon.
Trending now.
All right, of course, the talk everywhere around New South Wales and Queensland at the moment is obviously this Six Again drama from the grand final. We're looking for your calls for tickets to the Rugby League World Cup Nines. nrl.com/tickets, 133353 is our number. Whole heap of calls on the line there for you, Gerds. Firstly, Peter is in Windsor. Pete, what did you want to say?
I don't think that it was a bit ridiculous, the whole Six Again thing. Like, there was 85,000 people there. I was there, and you couldn't hear anything. As soon as that call went up for the Six Again, you had whatever, 60,000 Raiders supporters screaming because they're 10 metres within the line. And then you've got the Roosters fans booing at the same time right in front of that line. You couldn't hear a thing. There's no way that that Wyden would have heard him. And I mean, not just that, but even the touch judge. If you have a look at the replay, the trainer, he was out there 11 seconds into the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, a couple of incidents certainly didn't go the Raiders' way. And he's right. I mean, you know, when you go back and you listen to the audio, the referees did call it three or four times, but the signal was made, and it's too hard for the players to adjust on the run.
But, Gerds, chairman of the ARL, Peter Beattie, said this, and I want to get your thoughts on this. He says he understood the feeling of Raiders fans, but would it have been just as bad if the wrong call was allowed to stand and Canberra had scored from that error? See, this is the thing.
I think it's subjective that, I mean, the ball goes up, and in those situations you would have gone back to the video ref if it would have been a try straight away, but it obviously wasn't. So sometimes you just got to go with the referee's feel. One of them felt that, you know, it was touched by Tedesco. The other one felt that it wasn't. Once that signal was made, it should have just been play on. The other guys, the lead referee, was in control of the game. He made the decision. It should have just been left alone. And then if they score on that and they go back and they see whether there's, you know, it's such a minor thing that you can see if Tedesco touches the shoulder. It's still pretty unclear to me. I think they got it right, but gee, I'd rather him get a call like that wrong than the way that they went about it.
All right, 133-53. Who we got now? Charlie's embargo. Charlie, what about you? Your thoughts on the six again saga?
Yeah, well, look, just quickly on what Gerd said. If they would have gone to the bunker, they might not have even looked at that. They probably would have just looked at the grounding. So I don't know about that, but look, the thing is that it was the right call. It was a horrible way that it happened. It really was. But Canberra still had an opportunity to defend, and they didn't. They didn't defend that one time, Rooster score. There was so many other incidences where the wrong call was made during that game, during the whole season. And teams do defend against bad decisions.
Yeah.
Unfortunate for Canberra, but, mate, you've got to do it. I know teams train for it. And if the Raiders don't train for bad situations like that, they ought to.
Yeah, and they've done it pretty well, as you said, all season. They did it early after that. Obviously, they had a call go against them early on, and Verrill scored a few sets later. But they had the opportunity to defend it. He's 100% right. I will say this, though. Under fatigue and at the back end of a game like that, when you do receive a call like that, the damage psychologically that can do for that moment. And the good thing is, and you've got to give credit to the Roosters, they identified that straight away. And they were able to, after they've just defended their line for I don't know how long, to just be able to click into gear down that left side, saw Leilua got lazy at dummy half, and then just attacked that side and came up with the points to score. So they were good enough to capitalise on it. And there's always going to be the argument that the Raiders needed to defend that set.
Okay, Rush Hour, that's the voice of Ryan Girdler joining us today. We're talking about the six again drama to come out of the NRL Grand Final. Roosters now have gone back-to-back in Beaumont Hills. Brian, what did you want to say about the six again?
Mate, look, I'm just frustrated as a Roosters supporter that the referees have influenced key games throughout the entire final series. And to be honest, like, I mean, I'm biased. I'll say that the Roosters will have held out just like they held out with 12 men, and that's a controversial one just there.
Yep.
But the thing is, you know, like, I'd say, well, give them six again. The Roosters hold them out again. And then they still make that play and score and win. But, you know, I'm just really angry that, you know, like, as Roosters supporters, we had the entire, you know, everyone who wasn't a Roosters supporter was against us. And everyone, you know, wants to unleash on the Roosters supporters because of something that the ref did.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's a really bad look on the game, and it's been heavily influenced. You only have to look at the Manly Rabbits game, and that was influenced as well. It's tarnished the whole final series for me, and I love my Roosters, and I'm proud that the boys went back to back. But you know, like many people have said to me, it's a hollow victory for the Roosters. But you know, how do you take it away from them?
You can't take anything away from their performance. None whatsoever. I mean, they were they did everything that they could. And it's not like we're talking about a try that was overturned. And, you know, there was, as everyone said, there was an opportunity there for the Raiders to defend it. And the Roosters had to produce a play under all sorts of fatigue to come away with it. So take nothing away from the Roosters. They had nothing to do with it. And it's just a real shame that the Roosters supporters even feel like it's taken a bit of a gloss off their victory.
Yeah, good on them. Two grand finals back to back. And yeah, they did defend with 12 men and they did tackle their backsides off for about...
They were outstanding.
Yeah.
So, incredible effort.
I mean, I'm the last person that's going to back the Roosters, but congratulations to them. Yep. In my opinion, they deserve to win, and they won.
I think they've been the best side in the competition for the last couple of years. They mightn't have won the minor premiership, but I just thought they've just put in the most complete performances when they needed to and handled the big moments better than any other team for the last couple of years.
What do you reckon? Brian can have the tickets?
Yeah, let's give Brian the tickets.
Good on you, Brian. Are you going along to the Downer Rugby League World Cup Nines? NRL.com/tickets. That's thank you for everybody. They were great callers there on the Six Again drama in the grand final over the weekend. Moments that mattered the most outside of that little Six Again gaff. Moments that mattered the most with Gerds. We're going to do that next. It's our NRL grand final special. It's the Rush Hour here at Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
This is the Rush Hour. It's Gerds and Maroon filling in for MG and Liam. They're both having some time off. I wonder if they go away together as well.
I think so.
Do you think so?
No, probably not. Would you go away with MG?
Oh, you would be coming back in a body bag, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't you?
If you went away with MG. Anyway, grand final, all the controversy that come out of it, and the history books will show that now the Roosters are the first side to go back-to-back since 92-93. So congratulations to the Sydney Roosters and, of course, Cooper Cronk going out a winner. Gerds, you've picked three moments that matter the most outside of the Six Again controversy. Can I play you the moment number one, which you handpicked?
Here it is. Good set from the Roosters. Comes now. Oh, to Keary. Here's the trainer. Now, Ricky Trainer. Soliola into a trainer. Soliola falls on the ball. Billy. What does the ref do?
He's going to put his shot down, and that's why they shouldn't be allowed on the bloody ground.
That's going to be a Roosters feed because it was in their territory, and it was a Roosters trainer.
It's the team with the territorial advantage.
Territorial advantage.
Oh, this is crook. Okay, so what's happened there for anyone who, if you had your head up your bum on grand final night, the Roosters kicked it. It ricocheted off a Raiders player into the Roosters trainer, and the Roosters got the ball back, basically.
Yeah, they certainly didn't. I think that's something the Rules Committee need to have a look at in the off-season because, you know, we've seen now that how much time the trainers, when their team has the football, is on the field. So, and at the moment, the rule stands that if it comes in contact with a trainer, the team with the football, they get possession. Well, I think that needs to change. If you're a trainer on there, whoever's side that you're on the field representing and the ball hits you, the other team should automatically just get the football. I think that'll solve that. But what that actually meant on the night, that both sides were starting to get in a little bit of rhythm. They were like two sets each in. It was in the third, just after the third minute, and it hit the trainer. Now, what that did, it gave the Roosters back the football, and then I don't think the Raiders got the ball back for about 4 or 5 minutes because they were able to build some pressure down their end. Verrills end up scoring a try, and everyone knew going into the game that the Raiders needed to start really fast. The fact that Verrills was able to score the try on the back of that incident, like the Roosters still had to, you know, obviously keep possession and set up and get the quick play of the ball, which was a great run from Radley. But Verrills, it didn't represent a grand final try. It was pretty soft, to be honest, and I think it shook everyone up, and it just gave the Raiders, the Roosters, the confidence. I mean, they're a great defensive side anyway. You put them 6 points in the front, and they're fantastic leaders, and they get better at their defence. So it was a real issue for the Raiders once Verrills scored that first one.
Let's have a listen to Dan's call of the Verrills try.
Last tackle. He's Verrills. Goes for it himself. Verrills got over. Verrills is in. The kid has scored the first try of the grand final.
And what about this kid, Sam Verrills? Yeah, what a year he's had.
Yeah, fantastic. And big risk, obviously, with starting him when Jake was ready to go. But, it ended up being the right call, wasn't it? He scored what was, I thought, a pretty soft grand final try. But it was well done by the young fella, but a couple of poor marker defence from the Raiders. And at that point, you kind of thought, that's either, if this is a close game, that's really going to come back to haunt the Raiders, or it just signalled that the Roosters were then going to go on and win by plenty. So thankfully for everyone, the Raiders sort of got their back up after that and were able to defend and got themselves back into the game, but it was a big moment.
Okay, if you look the game subjectively, if you look at it subjectively, they had their chances, the Raiders. They really did. Have a listen to this, Joey Leilua. Almost a try.
Last tackle, short side. Hodgson to the right, the Nicholl blocks that. Leilua, trouble, flicks it out. Rapida, he gets over, but the referee calls forward pass. What a moment of drama in the grand final.
Oh, and they got the pass to beat the man then. They got Leilua on the outside of Mitchell. Leilua had to give it straight away. Open spaces.
He's bombed that one bad.
So there it is in the call, Gerds. You say he should have just got it and straight out the right.
I mean, it's easy when you're sitting up there in the box. Mm. But, yeah, he got on the outside of Latrell Mitchell and created a two-on-one and just needed to throw it to Rapina. But he threw the dummy and then sort of took on the defence and then tried to offload when it was too late. And in the end, Maroon, that ended up being the difference. You know, Latrell gets one opportunity. He ices it coming out of his own end and gives that lovely ball out of the back of his hand to Tupou, and he gives it back in Tedesco. That wins the game for him. And basically, I thought that was, you don't get many opportunities in big games, especially against offensive teams like the Roosters. And Leilua had one, but he just couldn't convert.
All right, this is the Rush Hour. That's Gerds. I'm Maroon, filling in for MG and Liam, who are off on holidays together, we believe. Still to come, Roosters fans, stay with us because we're going to look at the immediate and sort of short to long term future with your club, with players who are off contract and coming off contract. So stay with us, Roosters fans. Congratulations on your grand final victory. We'll talk more about it very shortly here on the Rush Hour at Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M. No MG tonight, and Liam, they are off having a weekend together in the mountains, so I believe.
In the mountains?
In the mountains.
In the Blue Mountains?
Probably at the Hydro Majestic up there.
Oh, okay.
Having a nice dinner.
Is that where you stay when you go to the Blue Mountains?
I'm going to stay at the Fairmont this time, actually.
Is that right?
Mm, I like
taking the golf clubs?
No, I don't play golf.
What about the hiking boots?
Oh, I don't hike.
What are you going to go with the Blue Mountains?
Mate, might just go up there and try and get a kiss and a cuddle off my wife. And,
okay.
You know, just relax, read
a
book.
Are you taking Miss Portugal this time?
I'm taking Miss Portugal up there.
Who did you go there with last time?
No, it's always been her.
Okay.
Since 1984, it's been her, mate. So,
that's good. That's good to hear.
It's been a fair while.
Oh, yeah. Mm. You'll have fun up there. That'll be a lovely weekend.
We'll be.
You're going to go out for dinner somewhere?
We'll probably go out for dinner there at the Fairmont and,
okay,
you know, have a nice meal. And it normally comes under one of those. Yeah, comes under one of those big silver service things, you know.
Oh, like a bit of room service.
Yeah. And then,
you won't take the robe off for 2 days.
Oh, that's the... Well, hopefully I will. Hopefully I will. I'll be running around in the man thong. Just kidding. Let's talk a little bit of footy on the Rush Hour. That's what we're here to do. And, of course, the Roosters, where do they go from here? Trent Robinson talking about Cooper Cronk.
You know, he's been maligned because he's not a beautiful player. But this guy, we play a team sport. He's the greatest team halfback in the history of the game, from all the modern game, far as I know. What he does, the way he allows players to play their best. People say he's had good players around him. He's created good players around him and allowed them to play their best footy. The guy's a legend, and he's one of the true gentlemen of the game as well.
Yeah, good on you, Robbo.
Can I just say this, Maroon? You are the Cooper Cronk of Triple M. You just allow the rest of us. You're not a great... You just allow the rest of us to be our best. It's
I'm not
fantastic.
A beautiful...
Well done.
I'm
going to call you Cooper from now on.
Oh, that's lovely, because I'm such a team player.
You are.
But where do they go now without Coops? I mean, obviously, he would have to prove for Roosters one of the greatest... You know, coups to get him there and have 2 seasons there, and the 2 seasons there, he wins a premiership.
Yeah, well, he leaves a fair legacy, doesn't he? But they bring young Flanagan in next year, so that's obviously a really positive thing for the Roosters. It's how they handle. I mean, they're so good at the front office, aren't they, the Roosters? They've got Tedovano, I think they've got Friend, Hargreaves, Mitchell, Manu. The hardest thing about keeping all these guys together now that they're premiership winners is that they're all going to want more money.
Mm.
So they're going to lose some players as well as Cooper, but they're also going to bring some young guys in, and they're going to attract people to the club that want to be successful. And I think sometimes that's a real positive thing, as opposed to guys out there that want to chase the cash. You know, if you go to the Roosters, you're going to be successful.
Yep.
You're going to learn a lot. You're going to play with some great players, and you're possibly going to win a ring, and that's worth something. So how they balance that over the next 12 months is important.
Yep, okay, this is the Rush Hour on Triple M. Gerds and Maroon, we're going to come back very shortly and start to wrap things up here at Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Ah, love that, on the Rush Hour, Gerds and Maroon tonight. Barnsley, working class hero. Woo. From the concert at the Horden on Saturday night, which we
How
will
good.
Play in full at 10 p.m. here at Triple M Sydney tonight, 10 p.m. Gerds and Maroon, time for the power rankings, the 5 players from the grand final.
5.
You're going to go with Brett Morris. Thought the veteran winger was outstanding, diffused a lot of dangerous situations for the Roosters and played his part in the win.
4.
Shans, Nickel Klokstad. He was great at the back for the Raiders, especially in the second half. 240 metres he ran for, over 21 runs. And I think he went off with 10 to go. He was outstanding. Big Papa Bear. What a final series the Papa had. Yeah, it was great in the second half. Created a lot of second phase play and troubled the Roosters' defence all night. Number two, I went for Jack White, and he was one. I thought he was the second best player on the field. That's why he's number two. He was in everything. Scored a great try. Ended up getting the Clive Churchill, and you can't argue about that. And was defensively outstanding. Kicking game was brilliant, and had his fingerprints all over that performance from the Raiders.
One.
Got to go with the big man, Jared Warrior Hargraves, JWH. 104 metres in the first half and 24 tackles. An outstanding start to the game by the big man and really dominated through the middle. And I think that had a real impact on the result. 185 metres all up. And I thought he was the best on the field.
The power rankings. It's interesting you started there with Morris, who the Dragons had the opportunity, Gerds, to get him back home, get him back to Wollongong, and they declined the offer. And obviously, they struggled with outside backs.
There you go again, Cooper. Just set me up. Exactly, just making me feel, Yeah, look, they did. It's obviously would have been a nice story. Won the premiership there in 2010 and did some great things for the Roosters. It would have been a great pickup for anyone, really, because I'm sure he came pretty cheaply. But, well, the Roosters, as they do, their business, that part of their organisation is really well run, and they got another steal there. They did the job.
So it's all said and done. They are back-to-back premiers for the first time since 1992-93, and time will tell, can they make it a three-peat? Well, Gerds, back to the coffee shop for you.
Yeah, it will be. And have a nice summer.
I mightn't see you again. Well, I won't work with you again for the remainder of the year, so enjoy it.
Yeah, you too, Cooper.
We are back tomorrow night with the Rush Hour in the absence of MG at Triple M.